Good day, listeners. This lesson is for those in JS1, English language. For JS1, our topic today is from the English vocabulary. The vocabulary. Word focus on stable. Stable. That's homes of animals. Homes of what? Animals. As we might want to know, stable is a building, a wing, a dependency set apart and adapted for lodging and feeding and training animals with hoofs, especially horses. Simply put, it is a building where horses or asses are kept. A building where horses and or asses are kept. The word steady or stable can equally mean steady. Steady and not likely to move or change. That's another meaning. Remember, we're talking about vocabulary. That's different meanings of words. We should equally remember that we are focusing on homes of what? Stable as homes of what? Animals. So in this lesson, we are focusing on the first meaning because that is what fits the topic. That is a building where horses or asses are kept. That is to say, we shall learn words that has to do with traditional homes of animals. Words that have to do with traditional homes of animals. These examples of such words are as follows. So we're going to take it in animals and home, maybe in a tabular form, animals and home. So the first one on the list is pigs. That is the name of the animal. Under animal, we have pigs. Pigs. The home where a pig can be found is called sty. Chickens can be found in coop. Bears. Den. Live in den. Bees are found in hive. Foxes. F. Lions, then. Bears, nest. Eagles, eyrie. Mice, hole. Owls, barn. Dogs, kennel. Cows, bear. Pigeons, dovecot. Rabbits, hooch. Spiders, web. Remember, there's no way we can give you all the homes of animals we have. We're just picking the ones that you should be able to know at this level. Take it again. Pigs, sty. Chickens, coop. Bears, den. Bees, hive. Foxes, F. Lions, den. Bears, nests. Eagles, eyrie. Mice, hole. Owls, barn. Dogs, kennel. Cows, bear. Pigeons, dovecot. Rabbits, hooch. And spiders, web. Now, for your assignment, you have to match some words, that's animals, in column A to their homes in column B, as you can see below. Thank you and God bless you. Remember, this is still your English teacher, Mrs. Emeka. Stay safe.